Time now on RNIB Connect Radio to chat with Amy Stocker, Access Manager from the Royal Collection Trust, to find out what will be featured in their next monthly online audio described Zoom session for blind and partially sighted people. Hello, Amy, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Thank you for inviting me back again.
Obviously, it has been maybe a bit of a busy time for the Royal Collection Trust with the coronation of His Majesty King Charles III. And before we talk about what might be featured in the next monthly audio described Zoom session, which I think was featured during the King's coronation and used during the coronation procession on Saturday, the 6th of May, 2023, Amy, would you remind me and listeners about the work that the Royal Collection Trust does and an overview of your offer for blind and partially sighted people?
Yes, of course, Toby. Thank you. So Royal Collection Trust, we are a department of the Royal Household, and we have the great responsibility to open the official residences of His Majesty the King to the public and to look after and to make sure the public can appreciate and understand as much of the Royal Collection as possible. So the Royal Collection is all of the treasures, the paintings, the furniture, sculpture, books, jewellery, drawings, all of those treasures and works of art that you would associate with royalty that have been collected over the years by kings and queens and are now held in trust for the nation by His Majesty King Charles III.
Your next audio described Zoom session will be on Tuesday, the 4th of July at 2 p.m, which will feature the Gold State Coach, which did, of course, play its part in King Charles' coronation. Amy, would you be able to give me a bit of background to the history of the Gold State Coach and maybe without giving too much away, but maybe a hint of what people might experience during the online Zoom audio described session?
Yes, so the Gold State Coach was first made for King George III in the 1700s. So it's quite a historic piece. And actually, it's been used every single coronation, every single British coronation, since that of William IV in 1831. And of course, as you mentioned, we saw it all returning the King and Queen to Buckingham Palace after the coronation ceremony at Westminster Abbey. So in our descriptive Zoom session on the 4th of July, we will describe the Gold State Coach. We'll talk a little bit about its history, and there's some quite incredible symbolism in its decoration. And the Gold State Coach, as I said, it's a real historic piece dating from the 1700s. So we thought, as a nice contrast and to tie the coach back in with the coronation, we'd also look at one of the new pieces that we saw in that ceremony in Westminster Abbey. So we're also going to talk about the anointing screen.
So a bit of a double bill for people.
Yes, two objects for the price of one, two descriptions, and we'll talk more generally about coronations. We'll think back to William the Conqueror. One of the first British English coronations took place on Christmas Day in 1066. And we'll also talk a little bit about the difference between English and Scottish coronations.
And the Gold State Coach is quite an impressive coach. I've actually been to see it at the Royal Mews, and it is very stunning and has a real presence there too. And I believe, Amy, there is also a recorded audio described guide for the Royal Mews.
Yes, that's right. So if you want to come and see the Gold State Coach in person, you can visit the Royal Mews at Buckingham Palace. It's just down the road from the palace itself. It's all part of the same complex. The Royal Mews is open Thursday to Monday. So we're closed Tuesdays, Wednesdays. And included in the admission fee is a descriptive audio guide that's been produced in partnership with Vocalise. And it will guide our blind and partially sighted visitors round the Mews, describing the Gold State Coach, but also many of the other coaches that are also on display in the Mews as well. And you get to hear from staff that work there, and you get a real overview and a real sense of how the Royal Mews as a department provides that travel and the job that they fulfil for the royal family.
It is an amazing place to actually visit. Just actually being there is quite special, I think. Amy, if listeners would like to find out more about the Royal Collection Trust, join one of the upcoming online monthly audio described Zoom sessions, or maybe just find out about the recorded guide for the Royal Muse, where can listeners go to find out more?
So listeners should have a look at our website, rct.uk. You can find details of our descriptive Zoom sessions within the What's On section, and you can find out more about the Royal Muse and visiting the official residences of the King under the Visit section.
Well, thank you very much again, Amy Stocker from the Royal Collection Trust, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about your offer for blind and partially sighted people.
Thanks, Toby.